Negotiations are continuing on an Australian-UK free trade agreement, but battle lines are being drawn on the sensitive issue of agriculture. UK primary producers say they want Australian farmers, particularly beef and lamb exporters, to meet the same standards they do before they send any more of their goods into Britain. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports.
Walk on. Good girl. Walk on.
On her Essex farm just outside London, Christy Willett produces wheat for bread, barley for beer and lambs for slaughter.
We have 200 ewes. Yeah. We're essentially a family farm. My son is farming with me. We're looking after about 1,200 acres.
With a free trade deal between Australia and the UK looming, she's worried her lamb business is under threat.
If the Australians can undercut us massively, yeah, of course it's going to have a big effect.
She's just one of many British farmers demanding tough standards on future Australian imports. Nick von Westenholtz is from the National Farmers Union.
They can use, you know, things like hormones and veterinary medicines that are not allowed over here. And that, you know, gives them a cost of production advantage compared to UK producers.
Andrew McDonald from Meat and Livestock Australia takes issue with that.
There's been also the reference that we're full of hormones and all these other things. So I think, as we said before, if we go back to facts and data and stick to that versus sort of sensationalism.
Christy Willett is pleased that UK farm lobbyists have already secured a special trade commission, which the government says will ensure British standards are not undermined by new imports.
It will shine a light on things. So hopefully when imports are coming into this country, they're not just going to come in stealthily.
In the shadow of Brexit, the UK is keen to prove its trade credentials, but Britain's own analysis forecasts a pretty negligible benefit, predicting the FTA could increase GDP in the long run, but only by as much as 0.02%. Previously blocked by trade tariffs, Andrew McDonald from Meat and Livestock Australia is hoping for a big win.
It is a high-value market in terms of the average income for people and the opportunities to ship more product there.
Many farms in the UK are only viable because of long-standing and, in some cases, very generous government subsidies.
There will be farmers in less favoured areas, maybe a hillside in Scotland or Wales, and their entire profit comes from the support money that they get. So, there will be casualties for sure.
Farmers on both sides are realistic about the battle ahead.
I don't think I've seen an FTA where agriculture's become a lay down there for any country.
This is Linton Besser in London reporting for AM.